Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yes, it is. Morena, Kirsten.
Morena.
How are ya?
I've got a little bit of a stuffy nose here, but besides that, happy as Friday.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. I'm really excited for this topic today. We're talking space funk.
Space funk. And actually, it's a funky little group of songs and music, but it's actually, like, people can write huge essays on it. Great. Complex implications and lots of, sort of interesting societal readings about what it means. So we'll dabble a tiny bit, but in the 1970s, there was a music called funk, and it was sort of the tree of Black music's evolution. Soul music had been very cute and very happy and sort of, people on stage do. But funk was, platform shoes, flared pants, 20 people in the band, huge afros, really celebrating Black culture. But interestingly, Black culture had been associated with obviously by white people, by sort of earthiness and, sexuality, and funk definitely had all that. And sci-fi and space had been associated with sterile cleanliness, going to planets, machines, and metal and white more ways than one. And so this brand of funk is no, what if the future was Black and the space was Black and funky? The biggest bands would be Parliament and Funkadelic. So it's this intergalactic journey into Black space, powered by computers and fueled by funk. And also, synthesizers were just becoming they'd been invented years before, but this is where you could maybe afford to buy one and have one in your band. And so this music was mind and body, man and machine, and really influential then later, into hip-hop and EDM and all the music we have today.
Yeah, so much happening sonically, but also, like you say, from a sort of futurist, like Afrofuturist sort of perspective. I think futurism is such a fascinating topic to delve into because it's such a beautiful way of talking about liberation and resistance, like imagining beautiful, like otherworldly possibilities for the future.
Yeah, you're right. And, I'm thinking about, Dune and movies right now that are sort of predicting a future, and they also dabble with things like AI. And I guess right now we're sort of facing these sorts of decisions. Anyway, getting a little deep.
Yeah.
The first track we're going to play is Herbie Hancock's Spank a Lee, 1974.
Awesome.
One person says it's the funkiest piece of music ever written. Herbie Hancock is a jazz trumpeter, keyboard player, electronica player, won 14 Grammys, even an Oscar. He's a really influential person.
Amazing. Let's have a little listen to Spangalee.
Thank you.
You can so see why someone said that's the funkiest song of all time, eh?
Yeah, thank goodness. That bass, oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess Herbie Hancock, so pioneering and sort of that transition from jazz to funk,
yeah,
and blending,
yeah,
those worlds. Someone's talking about jazz fusion in the text line. It's all very,
yeah,
much of that sort of evolution, eh?
Absolutely, that thread of black popular music, you know, going through from, you know, rock and roll. Now this next track is moving us to another black genre, which is happening at the same time as disco. So this is Asha Pusley's Space Talk, 1976, and she's Indian, but moved to New York City. She was a dancer, but this track is considered one of the quintessential diggers' delights. So diggers are people that look through old vinyls, mm-hmm, to find little treasures. It's a magical slice of misfit cosmic disco, 5 minutes long genre busting cosmic polyphonic symphonic spooky disco anthem. So yeah, here's the sort of disco side of space funk. But you know, as you said, jazz, it's all happening at the same time. It's all clustered around this axis of space funk.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. I love this song. Undeniably funky.
Space Talk.
We've definitely set a couple of texters off by making claims about the funkiest song of all time. It's good. I like it. I'm enjoying the fire that's coming through.
I'll just quote somebody, but you know.
Yeah, totally. Let's have a listen to Space Talk, eh? Do we know who's playing that synth solo? That's awesome.
No. Yeah, that's amazing. When that came in, you're like, dang.
Yeah, it's
but
awesome.
Her, you know, her vocals are straight out of Bollywood, you,
yeah,
know? And here, so influential. The songs are sampled. I'm, you know, Biggie and P. Diddy. And, like, it's so influential in, like, in our funky hip-hop music. But then here's this lady, you know. And the BVs are so awesome as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, There it is. So good.
Yeah, I would love to be one of them, yeah, with my headphones on. Welcome to Space Talk.
Yeah, amazing. I also love, I was just, after listening to it, I looked up the lyrics, and I'm loving the sort of, like, double entendres, and I guess in the world of space funk, there's a lot to play with the lyrical intergalactic sort of vibe, eh?
Yeah, give me some space.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can see, you know, all the, you can tell when an album's going to be space funk, obviously fantastic album covers, but, you know, the titles, Life on Mars, Mothership Connections, Space is the Place, you know, yeah, all sorts of play with, like, contemporary politics and then outer space. I guess it's such a unique genre to look back on.
For sure. What's our last track?
So our last track is Lonnie Liston, who's a jazz, soul, funk pianist, keyboard player. He's 85, still touring and working with hip-hop, you know, producers. And so what he does is sort of smooth jazz fusion, acid jazz, I guess, jazz funk. And this is his track. Well, his band is Lonnie Liston and the Cosmic Echoes. There you go. So this is the track Expansion, 1975.
Awesome. You just know it's going to be a good acid jazz song when you can hear the triangle first thing. The syncopated triangle. It's like, oh, this is going to be good. Oh, amazing. Hey, thank you so much, Kirsten. This has been so fun. Looking forward to seeing whatever you got for us next week.
All right, cool. Cool dude, bye.
Cool dude, bye.
Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.